This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good morning. I am Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast, and I am joined this morning with Christopher Barnes with Barnes Locksmith here in town, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Laura. Thank you for having me.
I have met with you before, but it's been a while, and I am excited to hear more about your business, how you got started, and just help you kind of share your story with our listeners. So, I guess to get started, I really just want to let you take it away and tell us about Barnes Locksmith.
Well, thank you. And yeah, since we met you a couple of months ago, we've picked up a little bit. Here at Barnes Locksmith, it's hosted by me and my wife, Deanna. We're locally owned and operated. We've lived in Niceville. We've had this house for about 5 years now, but I've lived in the area for about 15.
Okay.
Started this business a year ago, July 2023. And it's just been an awesome adventure so far, being able to take care of all the local people in the area. We're a full service locksmith van, bright orange with Barnes Locksmith written on the side of it.
Can't miss it.
Yep. Can't miss it. It's really hard to. I carry around all the equipment that I need to be able to make keys on site, to have basic locks for emergency repairs and emergency lock procedures, able to sit there and order up locks to unique customer specifications, arrive on site. You know, it's been a really good thing for us and our family. And we're family orientated to where me and my wife are the sole proprietors and the only ones taking care of it. So most of our customers understand our scheduling and our ability to sit there, and they're usually very flexible with us.
Yeah. Okay. So you're coming up on 1 year then. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. It's been a very interesting year. We've loved it. It's a scary thing to put everything out there and start a business, especially in the day and age that we live in.
Sure.
But yeah. With my wife's support, that's certainly been the biggest thing. My daughter, and she's in full support of our business endeavors. Even when we're in the middle of doing something and I get a phone call to go and help somebody, my daughter wants me to go and take care of the local people. Well, she's in full support. Oh, absolutely.
True family business. How old is your daughter?
She's 6. She goes to Little Bay Elementary, you know, and that was kind of one of those things. I take care of Niceville, Fort Walton Beach, Freeport, Dofuniak, Destin. I plan on being here for the next 30 years to where I want all the people in Niceville to know I'm their go-to locksmith when they need somebody to take care of them.
Yeah, sure. Well, we know, this community and the surrounding communities thrive on small businesses. So, I've only lived in this area for 3 years, but it's amazing to me, coming from a larger, you know, city, just how well the community takes care of their small businesses. So
it's not just the small businesses, it's the people taking care of each other. It's one of the things that drew me to Niceville as a whole, is without a doubt the smiling faces. You smile at people and they smile back. They want to help you, you know, in the same way that, you know, you protect your neighbor and they protect you back. It's hard to find that here in America.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So tell me a little bit about your journey. Like, what did you do before? How did you get into the locksmith? Like, how did this all come about for you?
Well, I've been in the security trade for almost 20 years now. I started off as an electrician doing low voltage fire detection suppression systems, closed circuit surveillance systems, stuff like that when I was 18. Then I joined the military, a very short stint. I got injured in basic. But after that, I sat there and did a lot of asset protection. I went into, got a security degree, Associates of Science in Database Technologies is my actual degree. But, you know, cybersecurity, ethical hacking, being able to build infrastructures and databases and such like that for protection purposes. I didn't want to do DOD work. So I got a job as a private investigator for a number of years.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a fun job, actually. That was really good. I mean, in general, I do not like crooks and thieves, and I'm an active, you know, proponent against them. So even in that journey, I sat at a computer all the time and kind of stopped bad actors. And COVID took me out. You know, as soon as March 18th hit, and COVID took out an awful lot of people here in America, and my job was one of them that I lost, or that was a very scary experience for the family to sit there and lose the source of income in our family. And my friend sat there and brought me in and said, you'd be a phenomenal locksmith. I have a number of general contracting years experience under my belt, just finding work here and there in between security contracting gigs, to where it was just right up my alley. And the moment I sat in a van and I started going around, locks were like a puzzle to me. And then on the trade that fit me. So I ran around with that company for a couple of years and they trained me real good. And an opportunity presented itself where I was in a position to be able to start this business. And my wife was in full support. It was a very scary endeavor to start. But now that we are in full motion, I get to sit there and apply my 20 years of experience to helping a neighborhood that I absolutely love and want to see expand in the future. And I mean, I get to the flexibility of owning my own companies. Yes, I am a locksmith company. I'm ALOA certified, the Associated Locksmiths of America. It's an accredited locksmith association. I'm part of the Better Business Bureau, Niceville, Valpy Chamber of Commerce. I'm insured, bonded, and licensed. Okay. Everything I can to give accreditation to myself and security to my customers that I can sit there and provide a good quality service to them. You know, and in those regards, I like that flexibility of owning my own company, be able to put my customers first.
Right. You
know? And maybe what other locksmiths would do, I might be able to do something else for you as well, just because of my knowledge. And there's some things I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not good at. I'm not good at safes or making keys to cars. So I'm not going to be taking on jobs for people that would put them in a position where I could damage their property.
Sure.
But I'm really good at residential and commercial locksmith work. So, I mean, I love going in and making sure somebody feels more secure in their house after I've left. Tell them how their locks operate, tell them what was working, what isn't, if it's all good, if I would do something different. You know, I like being able to do those for people and then to know that they can trust me in it. If you can't trust your locksmith, you're in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, you've actually brought up a lot of different things I've never really thought about on the locksmith side. Like there's a lot more to it than much more to your business than I ever would have actually really realized.
Oh, yes. Actually, that's one of the common things is people think I just break into cars all day. And that's a small, very small portion of what I actually do. Most of what I go out and do is when somebody's lock on their house breaks or somebody unfortunately has to evict a tenant from their location. I can go out and rekey the property so that the old keys don't work, or I can install or repair any locks that were damaged. A lot of the times the door closers on a commercial property break. So I go out and make sure the door operates and closes properly. And gaining entry to vehicles, it's a very small part of it, but it is a challenging aspect.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I completely misunderstood about your business. I had no idea. Hopefully you've just shed some light to our listeners too.
Oh, I hope so too, is because I never knew how much a locksmith was needed until I became a locksmith. It's because most people can install a lock. But to make sure that your lock's security systems are operating properly, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. Yeah. I had no idea. I've probably needed a locksmith in the past and didn't even realize it.
Most people do.
Yeah. Well, so what do you guys like to do for fun around here? What do you and your family like to do when you're not working? I guess you're on call a lot with your job probably, but what do you guys like to do in your free time?
Well, of course, you got a lot of state parks around here that my daughter loves to sit there and visit. Florida is absolutely gorgeous. It was second only to Alaska when it comes to biodiversity, in my experience. You know, you get bald eagles around here, manatees, dolphins, owls, all sorts of cool animals. So we're walking my daughter around the especially over here in Blue Water, the forest. It was really nice. You got beaches. I mean, we love that. I personally tend to make jerky, you know, around our home. Okay. My family loves when I go and do something like that. But our hobbies are pretty basic as far as taking care of our 6-year-old daughter and going around. And I do have a father in the local area, so we tend to go out to his farm and visit him a little bit.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, his
farm.
Oh, it's not really a farm. It's a nice little property he's got. But
hey, that works.
My daughter gets to go out there and enjoy a little bit of rural life.
Yeah.
You know, being here in Niceville, it's great to be within walking distance of pretty much everything you need. But all the traffic gets a little much sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get out there and find some peace. And so kind of going back to the business side, obviously you've done a lot of things prior to becoming a locksmith and a lot of things prior to deciding to start your own business. So what do you think are some things that maybe some struggles or things you've gone through that you think have helped you be successful now in your business?
I mean, every one of the failures that I've had have made me learn from them so that I can help people now. It's an easy way when my daughter asks me how I can do something, I tell her it's because I failed so many times.
Yeah.
I mean, to pick any one. I mean, you could sit there and the loss of employment with COVID was a huge motivator. I mean, it was easy for me to sit there and go working from employer to employer all my life and critique their actions on how they operate their company without ever having actually done it myself.
Yeah.
You know? And then, but to realize how fragile of a position I was to be working for other people, it definitely motivated me to try and find a way to do that independently. And I mean, I was very, very fortunate in being placed into an occupation that I liked, that truly clicked with me. Not everybody gets that, and they have to just find a way to persevere every day until they get to a point that enlightenment happens. And I'd say that was the greatest adversity for me, is just to grind every day until it gets better.
Yeah. And yeah. Learn from your failures. Yep.
And just
100%. We have all failed, right? Especially us that own our own businesses.
Just to keep getting up. Now, the owning your own business, that is a very new and challenging experience. You know, it's easy to critique other owners on how they do things, but once you're firsthand, you still have to take care of your customers and you have your business to take care of and advertising.
Yeah. You
know, there's so many different facets most folks don't take into account.
Yeah. Business owners wear a lot of hats. Small business owners, especially. Yeah.
You know, and then that gives us more pride in our company, doesn't it? To know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. And I can hear your passion for what you do, you know, and you telling your story. And that's why I do this. So,
and I created my company just so that I could take care of my family. I wanted a stable way of ensuring my family's taken care of, because I love to take care of my customers, no matter what job I'm doing. If I'm flipping burgers or if I'm serving, I want to do good quality work the first time I do it. Now, I may make mistakes. Accidents happen. I am not perfect, but I will always try and find a way to fix my mistakes or find somebody who can.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. And that's really important, being able to own it, I guess, through the good and the bad, and Critical. Being able to make things right. I think that's the big thing, always being willing to make things right. So,
Customer understands that mistakes happen, but when you try and if I try and pass off that it was somebody else's mistake when I did it, it just puts into question every other thing that I've done. And mistakes happen.
Honesty, integrity, and integrity above everything else.
That's the ticket right there.
Yep. I hear you loud and clear. So, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned before Fort Walton, and I think you said Destin, what really is your target service area? I know with you still being small, you can't be everywhere. So what really is your main focus in your target area?
My main focus is definitely Niceville, Valpy, you know, Freeport area, Destin, and even extending over to Dufuniac, because they're very rarely touched. Fort Walton Beach, there's a lot there. I'm not the only locksmith in the area, and by all means, I'm more than willing to pass on work, because there's more than enough. You know, if I'm not the best right fit for you, I will recommend somebody who is. But I love to focus on Niceville, Destin, Freeport area.
Okay.
I mean, I will extend out otherwise into other areas if I'm available and to help them. But my service calls might get a little bit more at that point. Usually in the Niceville area, I tend to run $65 to $75 for a service call.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand. You definitely have to take mileage and all of that stuff into account too. So yeah, 100%. Definitely understand that. So what is the best way for our listeners to learn more about Barnes Locksmith or even reach out? What number should they program in their phone in the case of an emergency?
850-979-5051. That is without a doubt the best way of getting a hold of me. That being said, we can be found over on Facebook, Instagram as Barnes Locksmith. We are also on Nextdoor, Yelp, Angie's, Google. You can find us on the Better Business Bureau, the Niceville Valpy Chamber of Commerce, or on the Aloha Association website. Okay. We have our own website, www.barneslocksmith.com. And I can be reached at thebarneslocksmith@gmail.com. But again, 850-979-5051 is without a doubt the best way to get a hold of me. And I, if I don't respond immediately, I will quickly. And we do accept cash, check, card, and Venmo apps.
So. Okay. Awesome. Well, there you go. Now our listeners know how to get a hold of you. They know your service area and they know a little bit more about you because we like to do business with people that we trust, right? Like, know, and trust, is that what they say? So thank you so much for sharing your story and just your journey and about a little bit about your family. I really appreciate you being here today.
Well, thank you very much for reaching out to Laura. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, I do look forward to talking to you again, and congratulations again on almost wrapping up your first year.
It's been a fun journey and look forward to 30 more.
There you go. All right. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.